T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Shep Buchanan Before the Show Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Ooh, that's another one of those songs that doesn't go away. It never dies. It says it's dead, but it's not dead. It just continues.
There you
slowly
go.
And good loudly.
Good now? Are we good? Yeah. Is it done? All right, fine. Happy birthday, Las Vegas.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if you heard.
No.
114 years old today, 1905, Las Vegas. The first lot apparently was purchased on this date of 1905.
Very nice.
Ah, very cool.
That's good. I don't know what we're doing to celebrate.
No, I don't know.
I figured we probably should have done something.
Go out for a drink.
We should do shots.
Yeah.
Go out for a drink. That is always the answer, isn't it? You know what I mean? No, that really is. That's the hey, when all else fails, let's go out for a drink.
And then sure. Assign somebody to go to Albertson's real quick and grab a cake, you know, one of those cakes.
Oh my God, that'd be funny.
I'm out.
Yeah. Well, I won't eat the cake, but it's just to show you.
Yeah, you pass it around. You put it in the break room just to show that you care.
Yeah,
sort of.
And if you really did care, you'd get a real cake. You know, or have your
easy
wife
with,
make one.
Easy with where you're going on this.
And I didn't mean to point out one specific, but like a department store cake, as your wife would attest to, is a little different than maybe a homemade cake. Is that better or worse?
No, you said department store, which is even funnier to me. I'm not, he's going to think I'm banging on him.
No, you're
but
not.
I'm like, hey, where'd you get that cake? Dillard's.
Yeah, I try to avoid the Kohl's birthday cake.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can bang on me if I'm going to say stupid stuff.
It wasn't. I knew what you meant.
But maybe you go to Nothing But Cakes, for instance.
If they did have cakes at Kohl's, where would it be? It'd be by the watches to me. I don't know why.
Why are we thinking? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe swimsuits.
Well, he said it. Look at him. Don't look at me. Would you put the cake next to the swimsuits?
You have a choice to make.
Do you
want summer bod or not?
Do you want cake or do you want swimsuit? What do you want? It's not good for business.
No,
but
you're not going to sell a lot of cakes.
But you sell a lot of cakes.
Unless you make it some sort of deal, buy one swimsuit, get a free cake.
Oh.
And then people are like, oh, I don't know what to
do. But if you buy the cake, you get one extra size up for free, which is great. So.
You turn it in.
Oh,
like,
you get two swimsuits?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's how it works.
Two sizes, and then you get
the cake. Yeah, well, 50% off. We still got to make something on this. Yeah, but you buy two different sizes of the same swimsuit, and you get the cake.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. There's somebody right now that's writing this down.
Yeah.
Taking credit for our great idea.
Yeah, you son of a...
Get up! Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Start off with the good news. Happy 114th birthday, Las Vegas, 1905. Our fair city was formed and started and all that. Today's the 114th birthday.
And due to the constant facelifts every few years, we always look young.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. What? You're putting your head down. Why?
You don't want me to say that.
No, go ahead. I like when I make fun of something and you slam my joke. It makes me laugh.
I didn't slam the joke.
No, you didn't.
I didn't slam the joke.
But I want
to
hear what...
He's like, he wants you to. It kind of sounds like he wants you to.
Yeah, I don't... No.
Your joke's stupid.
Thank you.
See, it's different when she says it. It's totally it's better. You see, when it comes from you, then it's okay.
Okay.
He's not gonna get mad and start yelling at you.
That is true.
So like, yeah, it's safe.
Wait,
there's a safe zone there. I don't know. I just. Well, you ask. I don't know. I don't know what you want from me now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I'd like to hear what you're gonna say. That's what I want to see.
Nevada State graduated last night. I totally slipped by the radar. I felt terrible about that.
Oh, cool.
Nevada State graduated last night. UNLV graduates on Saturday. If you like the heat, enjoy today because it's going to be 70 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
How
weird.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm in a weird spot with this Britney Spears news that just dropped down. She may never perform again.
Really?
Her manager, Larry Rudolph, saying. And definitely, definitely the residency done for the time being.
Huh.
She's in bad shape.
Oh, that's too bad.
You know, when somebody goes into, goes into a situation like this, you wonder, you know what I mean? Because a lot of walking around folks, just you got to power through stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the Britney deal, I thought maybe more was being made of it than there was. And no, this looks really serious.
But the conservatorship and all that stuff with her parents basically still, and she's in her 30s, like her parents basically controlling her life. I feel really bad for her because I feel like she's at this like tear, like this, my personal opinion. I think she's torn between being controlled, like being like a child and being led by her parents versus being an adult and being able to make her own decisions. Right. I feel like she's in this like weird.
That's been in place for a lot of years.
Yeah, yeah.
That's been in place for like 10 years. That part's not new. The idea that she is in such bad shape that she may never perform again. Mm-hmm. My God, that's just,
yeah.
Wow. Just wow. So who saw her the most recently, Kayla?
I saw her the most recently.
You saw her the most recently.
She seemed, I mean, but it was, I only saw her at her last shows for her residency when she was at the other theater. And so it was like, that was last time and she seemed fine.
What other theater?
When she was at Zappos.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Because, yeah, that's right. She did a couple of shows at Park MGM. Is that true?
Well, I don't know.
What are you talking about, other theater?
Well, I just didn't know because I knew she had the agreement with Park. I didn't know if we should mention Zappos. That's all. So that was all it was. But when she was at Zappos, I saw her there. So
with the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
So just everything old is new again. Like Spence was saying, the concept, you get facelifts and you look young. Everything old is new again. A buddy of mine, we had the stupidest conversation yesterday. We need a Chet Buchanan Show mascot.
All right.
I would love
we
that.
We gotta have one.
People love mascots.
Yes.
They really do.
And every once in a while, you know Spence will crawl into that suit because he loves it.
Oh, it is so much fun. I've been the Easter Bunny a few times in years past. It's fun.
Okay. We could always count on if at the UNLV basketball games on mascot night, I can't think of
well, oftentimes
Seymour tickets.
Yeah. Or Deputy Drip. You know, whatever they want to put me in, yeah. I'll do it.
If there was a mascot, if we had suit but no person, you could always count on your boy Spence to jump into one of those things. And then he'd be like, this thing doesn't have arms.
Yeah, right.
How am I supposed to shoot a basketball? This thing's arms are like 6 inches long. So, what is this?
So when that happens, you just run into things. Yeah, people love it.
Yeah. Yeah, you just go pinballing around.
Yeah.
Play real hard defense.
Yes.
Real hard defense. So if we were to have a mascot for this show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, and I realize this is some deep thinking for 6:06 in the morning. I know. Kayla is biting her lip, squinting her eyes, and looking at the wall because it...
I have one in mind, but then I'm like, nah, we could do better than that.
Now, what's the one in mind?
I want to be a T-Rex.
I don't hate that. I don't hate that as much as I could.
It just immediately comes to mind.
I don't hate that as much as I could. And I immediately thought of every time. But lately we've had new-ish sports teams with the Golden Knights, with what has now become the Aviators, mm-hmm. was before the 51s. And it seems like every time we get into these conversations, somebody wants to have some sort of cowboy, wrangler, outlaw,
yeah.
something.
Because this is still the Wild West.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you don't do that, then what do you do?
You have to go kind of random. Like, the Golden Knights, nobody was fond of Chance initially. Now they love him.
Sure. Because
nobody could tell what the hell he was. So you have to maybe just go off the wall a little bit.
It has nothing to do with the Golden Knight. You know what I mean?
And then the Aviators have one of their two is Spruce Goose, which is a
Howard Hughes. It's a Howard Hughes reference.
Who bought Summerlin.
And an Aviators thing.
So,
you know what I mean? The Aviator, yeah. Spruce Goose,
yeah.
All of that.
Right.
And then the Aviator. Okay. So what is ours? See, 51's already took that big head alien thing, so you can't do that for me. Anyway, so what is the mascot? And I realize this is a little tougher than it seems on the face of it. 702-364-9898. Gary Owen tickets, Wet n' Wild tickets, and Aladdin tickets could be yours.
With the first pick.
First pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
So it's such a goofy thing, but I was talking with a friend of mine last night. We started talking about back in the day, radio stations had mascots. I think this radio station had a tukey bird. Yeah. I believe at one point in time, this radio station had a tukey bird. I'm not sure. We had a tukey bird in Seattle.
What's a tukey bird?
I don't know. Just some bird, some bird that goes tukey, tukey. It's honest to God, that's what a tukey bird
is. All right, cool.
Isn't it the bird from The Lion King? Isn't that a tukey bird?
Sure. Right? Sure. This predates that, though.
Oh, okay.
But at one point in time, a radio station I worked for in Portland, Oregon, had a Jammin' Salmon.
I knew that one.
Greatest mascot of all
That's kind
of
cool.
time.
Okay.
Jammin'
That's pretty awesome.
Salmon.
So someone had to put on a salmon costume?
My boy Gus. That's how we met. His dad worked at the radio station down the hall, and he needed a job for the summer. So he came in, and they put him in the mascot suit, and that thing stunk to high heaven.
We always do.
And he and I, we would go out and do club gigs. And the salmon was my sidekick because I was out, not unlike now. I was out all the time. Salmon was my sidekick. And then we'd get done with the work and he'd go peel himself out of that thing. And it was made of foam rubber. It was bad.
It absorbed every bit of sweat.
Yeah. And he'd throw on some cologne and put some mousse in his hair because, it was those days.
Yeah.
And then
were all the ladies hot for the Jammin' Salmon?
He's a very good-looking man.
You showed me a picture of Gus when he was younger. I'm just saying, the idea that some guy's like, you know who I am? The Jammin' Salmon.
I think we kept that out of the wrap. Okay. So one night when I would go back into the club, hot girl. I'm talking to her, and I'm just talking to her, whatever. She literally pushes me out of the way and goes, "Who's your friend?"
Oh.
That was my boy coming up behind, blonde hair, blue eyes. I secretly hated him, but I loved him so much that there was nothing I could do about it. So if we were to have a mascot for this show, I don't have an answer. The thought that keeps coming back to mind is that we somehow talk Terrible Herbs in putting a Chet Buchanan Show shirt underneath the vest for Mr. Terrible, and somehow that we team it, we just keep that partnership going.
Okay.
It's the only dual representation.
It's the only thing that comes to mind.
And it ties into Hey Rev a little bit because they seem to be cousins in some form.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it kind of ties into a Las Vegas kind of theme.
Yeah.
I try to think of animals that I see regularly, but all I can come up with is the roadkill rabbit.
That's not good.
No, I can't imagine what
I don't know.
That would scare children, I think.
Okay, now Michelle knows this show probably better than we do. Michelle has been here's how long Michelle has been a P1. I don't remember when Michelle was not a P1. You know what I mean? That's how long we've been friends.
Okay.
That's true.
So who or what is the mascot?
I would think it would be a dog. And you can make it, because your reference of the big head, you can make it a big-headed dog, but you guys all love dogs. You've got the hard-shell Spence with the crispy middle, or the creamy middle, soft and loves dogs, and then Kayla just got a dog, and you guys do stuff for dogs.
We talk a lot about dogs.
We do love dogs.
You do.
And kids love Paw Patrol. It's all dogs. You could do a dog mascot's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
And they could wear a Chet Buchanan t-shirt.
Granted. Yeah, you have to. Yeah, you do have to.
All right.
I think.
Yeah.
Teresa's on that same. Teresa, right down the block. You also said dog.
I did. And I was thinking Jake, someone that looks like Jake, who's a golden.
He's a golden. He loves you. He's a good boy.
He's a little too big.
A little goofy. But he gets a little bit depressed because mornings are rough.
Yeah, that's deep. What do we call this dog? That's the question.
Oh.
Then what do you call it?
That's tough.
I'm telling you, there's layers to this that I don't know that I'm prepared for. I'm interested, Chris and Henderson. What?
Yes.
Our mascot should be what?
A donkey.
I'm not sure.
A dancing donkey.
I'm not sure I like this very much.
No, I thought Turbo the Burro would be pretty good.
Turbo.
Exactly. I'm telling you, a donkey.
Donkey.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. So what's
all
what's
the way.
What's behind that though?
I'm native, and my husband is from Blue Diamond, and there's, you know, donkeys everywhere. Oh. People just don't know they're there.
Oh, okay. I thought you were calling us an ass.
Yeah,
I thought you were calling us ass.
I really thought.
No. Like not Kayla, even a little bit.
Kayla and I, same page. I really thought you were taking a shot at us.
You're
not going to get the prize with that attitude. You're not going to get the prize.
Well, it's but Lil Jess decides, so yes, you probably will. She loves that. She loves that. Russ.
Better be good, Russ.
Russ.
Yeah.
You realize this takes us down a path that we may not come back from.
I know. I really do. But when you said it, this is the first thing I thought of.
Okay.
Spence is a baby.
No.
With a bottle like bopping people.
No. Those giant baby costumes freak me out.
Oh, no.
Not
okay, what about
it.
This, though? But what if we put Spence in a giant diaper? And that's just what it is.
Oh, well, then I'm okay with that. That's fine. So.
No, I'm not.
Spence in a diaper as the mascot? I'm in, Russ.
No, I don't know.
If there's a mascot of me in a diaper, that's on that. Anything that happens after that is on you.
No, you have to be in the diaper.
I get it, but I will have a diaper, and anything that happens after that is on you.
Oh, my bad. No, I got you. No, you're right. That's scary.
Or I could just keep t-shirts in it and hand them out.
But then your diaper always looks full, and that's not good either, until it's not. Deanna Lee Kaiser, Blue Diamond, brilliant. What's the one and only mascot that it could possibly ever be?
The PSL Fairy.
The PSL Fairy! It would have to be!
The Jeff Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
So a minute ago, for the first pick this morning, we were talking about having a mascot for the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yeah.
And the thought was to bring back and repurpose the PSL Fairy.
Yeah.
So turn it into the Free Stuff Fairy.
Yep.
We were talking about I'm telling you what, Danny, the auditions alone would be spectacular, don't you think?
Oh, it'd be crazy, man. But you cannot replace that PSL Fairy, man. My kids miss them. I have a 5, a 7, and an 8-year-old. And my girl Claudia got the gift certificate last year for it. And they went crazy. And they're like, oh, when is he coming back? And I was like, had to break the news to him. And, yeah, it's a sad day.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, it's. I think we could pull one over on him. I think we could just, it could be a different PSL fairy. They'd be fine. Or Free Stuff fairy.
Yeah, right.
Because you don't want to just only give out PSLs and free advertising.
Well,
of course not, but you can't replace Davey. He was a hard one.
Well, we haven't tried yet, though. We don't know.
I would like to audition for the role. I'm not a 30-year-old hairy man, but I can do my best.
So if you'd like to, you want to give up the role that you have on the show now?
Oh, no. I'm just saying I would like that in addition to my role on the show. I feel like I could do a pretty decent job.
And I'm sorry, did you just say Kayla is hairy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Smack that in, yes.
Okay, so let's try that. Well, let's just pretend it's a PSL then. Okay. All right. Here's the Free Stuff Fairy. And what do you have today, Free Stuff Fairy?
I have tickets to Ariana Grande for you.
I got to be honest though. If we're gonna put you out there,
that was screechy,
a little squeaky.
I lost my voice a little bit last night.
Well, you know what? We need results, not excuses from the Free Stuff Fairy. Here's the thing. If we put you out there in a fairy outfit, I think we're going to attract the wrong kind of attention.
Yeah.
Oh, not
hey,
good.
I'll be there.
He meant by wrong kind of attention,
this is
sir.
What I'm saying, brother. We love you. Have a great day.
Hey, you too.
We'll see you. And we worry, of course, in 2019 of it being potentially offensive. But there's also part of that I'm like, we know what we mean.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit of offense out of the chute. You know what I mean? Because people will fire off just because, even if they don't know.
Right.
They'll just fire off and they'll go, you said fairy. And they'll be mad. It's a great way to get attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'd all know.
Yeah, I get it.
All the P1s would know because we're talking about it right now. They'd be like, yeah, we already know.
Yeah.
That person's just being crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, I don't think you should. I don't know that we need to hire you for the job.
Got it. Okay.
I think, though, that we all should audition. because I think that's funny.
We should.
I think, you know, we're not going to get
in
the gig.
In full garb, yeah.
But, yes, but, in full attire.
Yes, I think that would be very much part of it.
Well, okay, if you're saying that we need to show what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Is that what you're getting at? Is that maybe we need to just you know, say, hey, people, this is what we're hoping to find.
Lead by example.
In a free stuff fairy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I'm going to full on deliver in this one. It's going to be good. I'm going to, like, rent that costume that Zendaya wore to the Met Gala, the light up Cinderella dress. I'm going to wear that thing.
Are you not getting enough attention at home? Is this, because you're really excited to show yourself.
I'm auditioning. This is a gig, man. I'm excited about auditioning for a gig.
Here's the first person that shows up with Kayla as the free stuff fairy.
Hello, how you doing? Thanks for getting me some water. Dan, you think?
Real, funny, and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, first things first. Nickelodeon is bringing back All That.
Yes!
Yeah, I knew you'd be stoked. The new version, which will feature a brand new tween cast, debuts Saturday, June 15th, and will air in whatever time slot it's going to be going forward. It doesn't say what time slot it is. And will air in that time slot. It doesn't say what time slot it is. The premiere will also feature original cast members Kel Mitchell.
Yes!
Who's probably so happy to have a gig. Who's Lori Beth Denberg?
She was the girl with, like, the really curly hair. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who's Josh Server?
I don't remember.
Well, you'll remember now. Kenan Thompson is executive producing it. And the premiere will reportedly open with the three formers, the originals, imparting their advice to the new cast, which will be named at a later date. They also teased that the three will revive some of their classic characters, including Kel's Good Burger server, Ed.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Yeah, can I take your order?
That's the one. There will be a new vital information with Lori Beth.
Okay.
And she will also bring back Loud Librarian.
Oh, that's such a good one.
Love Loud Librarian.
Yeah.
Jonas Brothers are involved. They will close that first show with a performance of Sucker. As you remember, All That launched the careers of Kenan Thompson, Amanda Bynes,
yep,
and Nick Cannon.
Oh, wow.
I'm so upset Amanda Bynes isn't on that list, though. She would be so good to bring back.
This, I thought the same thing. And doesn't this smell like something that they'll surprise you with?
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. I would love that.
You know what I mean? Because this is enough. This is enough to get you in, you know, to get you sucked in already.
Yeah.
That, you know, they could pop the Amanda Bynes, and then that will give them the additional, you know what I mean? After that first blush of publicity goes away,
mm-hmm,
then that'll be enough to give them, you know, even more.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
Cool.
All right. How about this? I'll tell you a profession you shouldn't date. Personal trainer.
Yes.
Oh.
I've known one guy that I know that was personal. Actually, two guys I know that were personal trainers. Finest gentlemen, among the finest gentlemen I have ever met. True story.
Okay.
They both moved to other cities. I'm still in touch with them to this very day. In fact, one of the guys, Russ, just reached out the other day. Yo, man, saw you the other day. Are you back working out? You know, that kind of thing. Right. Hey, good times. Miss you next time I'm in town, or if you're ever in San Diego. Say hi. I knew a couple other dudes, straight up dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs. Got an email. I used to be about 30 pounds overweight. I struggled for years with dieting and different workouts that never motivated me or proved to be very effective. Then one of my girlfriends told me to try her trainer. Within 6 months, I dropped all the weight I wanted to. I've looked better than I have in my entire life. Yes, including high school. After our workout the other night, my trainer walked me out to my car. As I was getting in the car, he tried to kiss me.
Oh, my God.
I pushed him away and reminded him that I am married. I have no interest in him that way. He was very embarrassed, very apologetic. I've sat on this info for a few days, heard you guys talking yesterday, and just felt like I needed to tell somebody. I have not said anything to my husband. This is where you come in. My husband is very jealous, and I know he would tell me that I'm not going to this trainer, probably not even to the gym, ever again. I don't want to lose what I've built, but I feel like I might be being a little shady. By the way, if you feel that way, I'm going to blow this part of it up right now. If you feel that way, you're probably a little shady. If you feel like you're being shady, you're probably being shady.
You are interested.
But, oh, you think she's interested in the trainer?
Well, if you're feeling kind of, because she didn't do anything wrong, so I don't know why she'd feel shady unless she inside goes.
About telling her husband.
Oh, about not telling. Okay, I got you.
That's what I took.
Okay,
out of that.
I got you.
Oh goodness, I didn't even. Wow, I didn't go that.
I
direction.
Took the shady a different way. I
wow,
understand.
Wow, and wow, and wow, and wow, extra layer of wow.
I mean, I took the shadiness being that way as well because if you know your husband's gonna freak out, then you're keeping it from him intentionally because you feel like you've been.
Yeah, but
wrong.
You're big on that. You know, you're big on that. I'm one of those people. First of all, I will say this outwardly, and by the way, even if I had a secret, I wouldn't say it. You know, I wouldn't come out and go, yeah, I'm keeping something from my wife right now.
Because she's listening and just heard it. Now you're in trouble.
But no, for real, real. I think there are times like this. Well, I'll just come out and say, I know I won't let anything happen with my trainer, but his intentions are clear. Am I terrible for not telling my husband about what happened? She, of course, is asking for a personal trainer edition of the P1's Court. It's the P1's Court. You can sing with the family if you want. P1's Court. Yeah, we need a place for little Jess. She's lip syncing. We need a part in the family band for little Jess.
Yeah.
you could do along with the
me.
No, she's like a pro.
Right, but you do it together.
Yeah, it amplifies.
It's the P1's Court. It's the P1's Court. Yeah, I kind of like it. Okay, so do you tell? So you tell your husband? No. No.
Be out of your mind.
If you know your husband's okay. Going to be a hothead,
are you shady? Well, wait a minute. Are you flipping? Are you flip-flopping? Well,
I mean, I don't think I am.
I'm okay with the flip-flopping, but at some point we have to land on one.
I don't know.
This does go against everything that you've ever said. You are the beacon. You are the Statue of Liberty for total honesty.
I do believe that in a relationship you just disclose everything.
You have to tell everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Every minute detail.
Don't get married.
Don't. Yeah.
Ever.
Yep.
I get it. But sometimes for the greater good. True. No. Here's what I'll say right now. No harm, no foul. Whatever. You know what I mean? No harm, no foul.
Yep. You and I are in sync.
Now, if you think Jessica Lombardo.
Huh.
Names have been changed to protect the innocent or potentially guilty. If in fact you are concerned about this, and if in fact you think, wow, I'm so hot for him, but I would never do anything, then maybe you're being a little shady and you should handle this yourself. But does she need to tell her husband? Spence says no. I say no, Kayla.
I say yes.
Oh my God, why?
Oh God.
Why? No, I do say yes. Why? Do you need to tell your husband?
I don't know. I think it's a waste of his energy and something that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's a personal trainer edition of the P1's Court. Oh, I have the music there. P1's Court. It's the P1's Court. Personal trainer made a run at Jessica Lombardo. May not be her real name. Personal trainer made a run at her, walked her out to her car, tried to kiss her while she was getting in. She wants to know if she should tell her husband or not. She's lost 30 pounds. The trainer has changed her life. She doesn't want to lose what she got.
Right.
She knows if she tells her husband that her husband will make her stop going to the gym. You know what I mean? Because you're jealous like that.
Yeah.
Even though she did nothing. Geraldo, what do you say?
I think you absolutely tell your husband.
Really?
Oh.
Yes, sir. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a ripple in the water of the relationship. Because if you don't say something now, it could affect a snowball effect later. And at the end of the day, that you can find a different trainer to change your life and help you. You know, and there's benefits everywhere. You can't just sit there and think that's the situation. Oh, but he changed my life. Nah, he's about to ruin your life.
Hey, you're an exceptionally good-looking man, Geraldo. So if somebody random woman at work hits on you, you telling your wife?
I usually let my wife know certain things, you know, like here and there, but I'm not going to
certain things.
I mean, it all counts on how it's brushed off, you know. Like, I mean, there's certain ways that people come at you and they don't mean it in a certain way. You can't always take that someone's flirting with you. You have to acknowledge if something gets that serious where, I mean, they attempt to kiss you.
If homeboy's coming at her tongue first, it's probably pretty much know what's going on there.
Comes at her with his eyes closed.
Well, right. Head tilted to the side. Yeah. Sure. Well, Kayla's very happy right now because for a moment there, it looked like she was going to be on Total Honesty Island.
Yeah.
She felt like for a minute.
Welcome to the island.
Amen.
Yeah, I don't.
More people we can colonize this place.
Thank you, Geraldo. Yeah. Here's what's funny. Spence and I might be on the island along with Lil Jess. Right now, it's leaning heavily the other way. Lynette, in the Southeast, you say tell the husband.
I say tell the husband. It's more of a respect thing rather than a, oh, what did I do wrong thing. It's going to eat at her brain like Edgar Allan Poe.
Ooh, literary reference.
That's deep. That's deep.
Do you also feel, I feel like because she wants to disclose, she knows she should. Like, more,
exactly.
Like, ethically in her head, she's like, I feel bad, so she should disclose based on that alone.
Lynette, it was the one thing that made me pump the brakes just a little, is if she said, what was the line that she said about being shady? She said, I don't want to be shady.
Right. So either there really was a kiss and she's not giving the full story, because otherwise, it wasn't on her, then why would she feel shady?
Oh, no.
Just keeping it from her husband, I think.
Oh, no. I don't know. Thank you, Lynette. I want to get Nikki in here really quick. Nikki in the Northwest. Do you tell or don't you tell?
Yes, you tell.
Why?
100%. Because I feel like relationships, you know, we deal with things in our everyday life, and I feel like it tests the relationship. I feel like if she tells him, he'll respect her. He'll be like, wow, like, that's my girl. Like, and he'll trust her. She could say, hey, you know what? This is what happened, and I'm not going to go to him anymore. And plus, she's been going to this trainer forever anyway. Like, I'm sure she knows what to do, and I'm sure she knows how to maintain her body. And then he's going to trust her even more.
Yeah, and then he's going to go down to the gym. Then the husband's going to go down to the gym, try and punch the trainer out, and end up in jail. That's bad. It's bad.
Oh, my God.
So bad.
No.
So bad. All right. Well, Spence, I guess we're wrong.
Yeah.
Well, Jess, you're wrong too.
Honesty is always the best policy.
Now, honesty gets marriages broken up. Keep your mouth
sometimes
shut.
Shutting up is the best. Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 90.5.
90.4. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hear the best 15 minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show each day on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
As if you needed more reasons to root for the St. Louis Blues.
Yes, go Blues.
Against the San Jose Sharks in the Western Conference Finals of the National Hockey League playoffs. Here's another. Pleased to be meeting Layla and her mom, Heather. Layla's going through cancer treatments. Oh. And Heather took a video.
I forgot to tell you, I talked to Dr. Benarski.
Okay.
And I know that you haven't left the house in 4 months, so he's going to let up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And guess where you get to go first?
Where?
Take a guess.
Is it a Blues game? Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh my God.
get to go Wednesday.
Oh my God.
Are you excited?
Yes. Go ahead. Wait, will this also be my first playoff game?
Mm-hmm. I love you.
I love you too.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So sweet.
The Blues have taken care of everything. Don't be too shocked to see.
Oh, that's awesome.
Don't be too shocked to see Layla on the ice tonight. Yeah. Don't be shocked at all. And then there's a secondary. Here's what's awesome. So we knew about the first video, and then I told little Jess, I said, "Can you put the audio in?" And she said, "Which video?" And I went, "What?" So we knew about that one. This is the first any of us have seen or heard of this.
Congratulations to you. Congratulations, dear Layla. Congratulations to you.
Ring the bell. Ring the bell. I know what this is. Ring the bell. You ring the bell when you're done with treatment. Ring the bell. That's awesome. Go out and make it a great day. Be the 10, be one. It's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
You know what? Just for fun. Yeah, let's send a little love towards St. Louis, huh?
All right.
Everybody rise up.
Beat the Sharks. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Beat the Sharks. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Beat the Sharks. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Beat the Sharks. Drown the Sharks, do 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 do. Drown the Sharks, do 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 do. Drown the Sharks, do 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 do. Drown the Sharks. Hate the Sharks, do 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 do. Hate the Sharks, do 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 do. Hate the Sharks, do 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 do. Hate the Sharks. San Jose sucks, do 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 do. San Jose sucks, do 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 do. San Jose sucks, do 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 do. San Jose sucks. Don't wear teal, do 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 do. Don't wear teal, do 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 do. Don't wear teal, do 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 do. Don't wear teal. Go Knights, go, do 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 do. Go Knights, go, do 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 do. Go Knights, go, do 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 do. Go Knights, go.
My two favorite teams, Golden Knights and whoever's playing the Sharks. Yeah, yeah, man. Root for the Blues. Blues by a million after you heard that, huh? Oh, wait.
Challenge, that's a challenge, that's a challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Big Fat Bribe code word coming up in moments. It's only 7:27. And you know what happens? It would make sense, little Jess, if we wanted to try and do it early, but...
Yeah.
But... And what happens is somebody goes, y'all said 7:30, and I listened at 7:30, and you'd already done it.
Yeah.
So we got to wait for a minute. So we'll move forward with Spencer's challenge first.
Sounds good.
Who's on the phone today?
Shelly Coward of Silverado Ranch.
Well, hello, Shelly. How are you feeling today?
Hey, Chad, I'm feeling great. How about you?
You know what? Not so bad. Not so bad at all.
Yeah, we're halfway through the weekend.
That's what I was thinking too, and it's only gonna be like 70 tomorrow, which is in the middle of May. How lucky are we?
Yeah,
perfect.
Seriously, 5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Now I have a very be careful of how you're gonna answer this. Are you going to Cooter today?
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not you. No reason to do it. Doesn't do anybody any good. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one, and here we go. Which cast member marked the end of the Big Bang Theory with a short new haircut?
Kaylee Cuoco.
Which candy maker is changing their product for the first time in 125 years?
Hershey's.
Which KLUC artist made their stunning Cannes red carpet debut yesterday?
Mariah Carey.
The Red Cross says they're running low on what type of blood?
Positive.
And what team left in the NHL playoffs sucks the most?
The Sharks.
Yeah.
Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Stand by for clarification. Oh, you're gonna. Oh, while he's coming in the room, that's dangerous, and I like it. Kayla's giving answers to Lil Jess in the other room.
Thank you.
Usually we don't do that while he's coming in the room.
Well, the good news is that he stands on the other side of the room, so you won't see any of them.
Cone of secrecy, yes. Potentially being violated. Sounds very serious, doesn't it?
It does.
Sounds very cloak and dagger. Same five questions, same 30 seconds. We got a little work to do.
All right.
Shelly's all right. Shelly knows what she's doing. Time will start when I read the first one. Which cast member marked the end of The Big Bang Theory with a short, new haircut?
Kaley Cuoco.
Which candy maker is changing their product for the first time in 125 years?
Hershey.
Which KLUC artist made their stunning Cannes red carpet debut yesterday?
I think it's Selena Gomez.
The Red Cross says they're running low on what type of blood?
O.
And what team left in the NHL playoffs sucks the most?
The San Jose Sharks.
Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
All right, let's see how we did here. Which cast member marked the end of The Big Bang Theory with a short, new haircut? Shelly said?
Kaley Cuoco.
And Spence said?
Kaley Cuoco.
Usually when they both have the same answer, it's right. Today is not that day. Mayim Bialik.
Yeah.
Because she'd have to.
Oh, did she
have to? She looks great with the new hair. Yeah. If you haven't seen it yet, go look at the photo. She looks amazing.
She'd had to have Amy Farrah Fowler hair, yeah. Where she was kind of dumpy. She called her hair old and gross. Huh. And so she was very happy to have new haircut.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I saw that she was she nailed some troll on the internet. It's the only thing I saw about her yesterday. It didn't cross my mind.
Hmm. Which candy maker is changing their product for the first time in 125 years? Shelly said?
Hershey's.
And Spence said?
Hershey's.
And usually when they both have the same answer, yeah. It's right. And in this case, well, did I hit Booyakasha shot for the last one just because out of
no,
habit?
No, you did
the... I think so. I did hit a Booyakasha just out of habit. The last one was not right. This one is.
Booyakasha!
Yeah, all right, there we go. Yeah, Hershey, this is the dumbest thing ever.
What are they doing exactly? All I know is the first time they've done it.
So they've changed the wrapper, you know, a number of times, but the chocolate has always been little rectangles with Hershey stamped on it.
Yes. Yeah.
Same way for 125 years. They're doing emojis.
All right. Instead of the Hershey's now.
Instead of Hershey's stamped on it. They're doing emojis. We're hoping that it will spark conversation.
No.
Unless you get the poop emoji on yours, then do you really want to eat that chocolate?
It's not one of them. It's not one of them. Oh. Sure. Delete your account, Hershey. You're trying too hard.
Yeah.
Stop it. But that's one apiece right there. What KLUC artist made their stunning Cannes red carpet debut yesterday? Shelly said?
Mariah Carey.
And Spence said?
I think it's Selena Gomez.
And you would think right, sir.
Booyah! Booyah!
Selena Gomez, first time on the Cannes red carpet. She did look great. Red Cross says they're running low on what type of blood? Shelly said?
O positive.
Sure, and Spence said?
O.
Yeah, just O in general, so we'll give it over.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
That's 3-2. And what team left in the NHL playoffs sucks the most? Shelly said?
Sharks.
Doggone right, Spence said.
The San Jose Sharks, Chet.
That's right, and that's one.
Booyah!
And two.
Booyah!
And three. And
four. Booyah!
Shelly gave it a good run, but not enough.
Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Good morning. Hear anything you've missed or anything you want to hear again on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
Summer Jam info and your ticket. Of course, at KLUC.com. Well, Jess, who's on the phone?
We have Ashley Nguyen on the east side.
Ashley, this is interesting. Were you listening like a half an hour ago when we were talking about the unnamed P1 whose personal trainer tried to kiss her in the parking lot outside the gym?
No, I missed that. I was getting into work. Sorry.
Okay, so do you work with a trainer? Do you go to the gym?
I don't.
No, fair enough. Okay. If one of your friends told you this story, how would you advise them? She's been working out with a trainer for about 6 months. She has lost like 30 pounds. And on the way out of the gym, trainer tries to lay one on her. She's like, no, idiot, I'm married, stop it. And then that's it. She was wondering whether she should tell her husband or not.
Yeah, I would.
Husband is the jealous type and would undoubtedly make her not only stop seeing that trainer, but probably never go to the gym again.
Well, she shouldn't see the trainer anymore if he did that. She should go somewhere else automatically. But I don't know. If he's that jealous, maybe keep it to yourself. But I don't know. I'd probably tell him.
Well,
just to remind him how hot you are.
Yeah.
The trainer's trying to get a slice off a piece of this. Yeah. No, I got you. Trainer's trying to get a couple reps in, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I do.
You know what I mean.
I have options.
And there's no telling.
I was so mad right now.
Well, I mean, there's just no telling, too. If he's that bold, you're a married woman, and obviously you've worked together for 6 months. He knows that by now. So if he's that bold, that tells me that he's tried that move before.
I knew a guy that would literally would point across the gym. See her? Yeah. See a big ring on her finger? Yeah. Yesterday.
Oh, my God.
See her over there? Yeah. See a ring on her finger? Yeah. Last week. Like really,
that's
bro?
What I'm and saying. Like, it's turning a point. Okay. But then he's tried this before, probably.
Yeah, and then great. And then I'm further emasculated by here, lift the, it's the bars. The bar's heavy. Yeah. Just do the bar. We won't put any plates on it. Great.
Nothing just better than being in the gym lifting the bar.
Yeah. Here you go. Let me, oh, no, I'll spot you. Do you need it? Yes. Fantastic. That's great. The reason I bring that up.
Okay.
Lest we end up doing the same bit twice.
Okay.
Because it kind of, it, now that I'm looking at it, I'm like, it's the same bit. Or is it?
Okay.
This is, same bit, different situation. Do you tell? Do you not tell? Kayla, are you a person that it's universal? That you think you should always tell?
I feel like, yeah. There are rare circumstances that I'll say you shouldn't, but 99.9% of the time you should always tell.
This one's even more ramped up to me. Okay. And I guess that's why I'm doing it. That's why I'm like, okay, well, we'll do this bit again, even though it's kind of the same bit.
All right.
Okay. We'll get to that in just a minute. Ashley, you've got Jennifer Lopez tickets, and you know
Yay.
That's... Oh, I know, and I know you're excited. I know you're excited about that.
I am. I'm so excited.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure, but we know what you're really excited about.
Kayla's joke of the day.
No. Kayla's got a joke. It's not the joke. Kayla's joke of the day would be... Kayla's joke of the day would be too stiff. It would sound too radio. It would sound, you know what I mean? Hey, it's laugh of the joke of the day. No. It's just, this is like her gift to you and America.
I love it.
Kayla's got a joke.
So what's
got a joke?
What's the difference between outlaws and in-laws?
I don't know.
Dude, I'm scared. Ashley, hold me. I'm scared.
Yeah.
No, what's the difference between outlaws? What is the difference between outlaws and in-laws?
Outlaws are wanted.
Oh, God. Oh, God. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. On air. Online. On the app.
Check out the Jeff Buchanan After the Show on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
Well, so I guess it's another Should I Tell Him or Shouldn't I Tell Him edition of the B1's Tour. So, a little bit ago, told the story of Jessica Lombardo, may or may not be her real name, has lost like 30 pounds since first of the year, as personal trainer, had gone to the gym, personal trainer, obviously, and there's a relationship. Have you ever had a trainer?
Yes.
I get attached. I kind of do that anyway. I get attached to, what was the name of that trainer that you had back in the day?
Alice,
you and her were besties.
She was one of my best friends, and it was wonderful. Really great friendship.
I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it. So Jessica has, she feels that friendship attachment, and that, you know, and you're going through stuff.
Yeah.
You know, with a trainer. You're breaking boundaries, and you're striving,
yeah,
I guess.
Well, you've set goals and you're accomplishing those goals with someone. Yes. So you bond over that.
So he's walking her out to the car the other night. And as she's getting into the car, he tries to lay one on her. And she's like, what the hell? And the question was, does she tell her, should she tell her husband? Her husband's super jealous, and he would make her stop going to the gym. Forget about the trainer. He'd make her stop going to the gym. And everybody except for Spence, Lil Jess, and me said, yeah, you got to tell. Kayla, look at the smile of vindication on Kayla's face.
I am right.
You are. That's right. I have spoken.
My island has more people on it than your island. So
I'm not on the island. You're on the island. What do you say? Well, we get a follow-up. Forget about this personal trainer thing. Wait till you hear this. Went to brunch with my girlfriend's mom on Mother's Day. Well, I'm sure you can tell where this is going now. Her mom hit the mimosas kind of hard and got a little tipsy. A few hours in, we're not hanging around. Oh, you know, a few hours in, we are now hanging around still drinking at another bar. My girlfriend is off talking to some friends. Her mom is sitting at the table with me. She asks if I got her anything for Mother's Day. I jokingly said, no, should I have? She says, not too late to give me a present.
This looks like a video. I've seen this video.
I said, okay, what would you like? She said, I'd like you to be at my place tonight. I said, I don't think your daughter would let me get away. To which she replied, well, we just won't tell her, will we?
Wow.
I said, yeah, I can't do that. I figured it was time to pay the tab and make sure everybody got home safe.
Well, at least you know how your mother-in-law or whoever's your ish feels about you.
Up until I heard the show this morning, there was no way in hell I was going to tell my girlfriend. And I agree that, puts in quotes, Jessica, and I love when people play along, there's no way that Jessica should tell her boyfriend either. But now I'm curious what the P1s think. Could I also get a P1s court? You got P1s court. It's my mother-in-law, my future mother-in-law, my girlfriend's mom. Somebody who's somebody else's mom, not my mom. Getting a little shifty on Mother's Day. You don't... Seriously, the husband thing, okay, I can see that. You don't tell your girlfriend's... You don't tell your girlfriend that her mom is getting drunk, horny, shifty, do ya?
No, I think you do, but there's another layer for me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, like I...
No way. Mm-hmm.
Why are you trying to destroy families, Kayla?
No way.
I'll tell you exactly what I'll do in this situation.
Okay, I'm interested.
Threesome? Okay, sorry.
What is wrong with you?
I was just, no. I'm sorry. I misread what you were thinking.
Survey says... Oh, okay. No. You don't know. You don't know, Kayla? Oh,
apparently. I totally misjudged you, Kayla.
I totally misread the situation. Signed, Kayla's trainer.
Yeah.
That's why he went in for the kiss. Wait a minute. The whole thing ties together.
Yes.
So confused. No, you don't. Little Jess, you don't tell it. You tell tell girlfriend, or you, yeah, do you tell your girlfriend that her mom came on to you?
This is kind of a sticky one because now it's, you could possibly be having the mother daughter go at it as far as being upset with each other, and it could ruin relationships.
Yes.
But if it was me and I was in that situation and I was him, I actually would have just said something right after it happened when we got in the car.
Right there?
Like, honey, did you hear your mom? She's so silly. She was a little wasted, and she was like, yeah,
oh,
come on over.
Oh, my God, no.
I would have done it that way to make it more... Awkward. Like, it was...
You are
no.
Yeah,
to make it more? Like it was more of a joke, like a joke.
He
like,
had to get everyone home. That means his girlfriend was drinking, too, more than
yes.
likely. So she would get... If I were the girlfriend, I'd be so
this
mad.
This is a domestic... You're calling the cops,
I think it's
dude.
The delivery. It's the delivery and how you say it.
Yes, and the delivery should be shut. That it should be silent yeah. delivery.
No delivery.
No delivery.
But then if you don't tell her and the mom does it again, because the mom now knows you never told her daughter and she hits on you again and keeps hitting on you, this could turn into something. Now it's reversed. Oh, he's been hitting on me.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
The boys in here disagree, Jess.
That's again. Okay. Again. Uh-huh. I'm surprised you switched on this one.
Yeah, I thought you would have agreed with us.
I thought you'd stick with us on this.
Only because I'm afraid that the mom, remember, she's got a lot more experience, so she could flip the script on him real good.
She's smart, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he's hitting on her.
Exactly.
And pow!
Mm-hmm. No! No! 702-364-9898. Can I just read what it said in the subject line, too? Which to me is even funnier, because it's like, you didn't need all of this. My girlfriend's mom propositioned me for sex.
Oh.
Well, yeah, we kind of gathered that's what it was.
Yeah.
Kind of gathered that's what was going on.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's a, my mom got, or not my mom, my girlfriend's mom got mimosa wasted and tried to come on to me. Man, she went hard to the hoop too.
Right.
She?
Come over. My daughter doesn't have to know. Oh my God.
I think that goes without saying though, obviously.
Well, obviously she had to say it or else he wouldn't have said it in the note.
Or yeah. Or like Spence said with his favorite movies that you could have brought her with.
Yep.
They're hitting the mimosas kind of hard. They're drinking it, and then they go move to another bar. So, you know, they're a few hours in. Girlfriend off talking to some friends. Mom sitting at the table. Asked if I got her anything for Mother's Day. I jokingly said, no, should I have? She says, not too late. Give me a present. I said, okay, what? Yeah, I want you to come over tonight. I said, I don't think your daughter would let me get away. To which she replied, well, we just won't tell her. I said, yeah, I can't do that. Paid the tab, got everybody home. And after hearing everybody say earlier that you gotta tell, now he's sideways now I think maybe I need to tell. God, and again, Spence, you and I are on Shut the Hell Up Island.
Yeah, right.
Your name's Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, so are you telling your girlfriend?
I wouldn't. I mean, I would address it directly right there and then. Like, let's just say her name's Smith. And I would be like, oh, or in the guy's case. I have, you know, one Smith is too much for me, but thanks for the offer, you know.
Oh, I got you.
There's no other way than joke about this, because she could totally be testing him, too. If she's a MILF, she could be testing him.
Well, and I think he also, by the way, then get out of that family immediately.
I like that CIA. I like the girlfriend set her up. Hey, mom, hit on him. See what he does. Dun, dun, dun.
You're both crazy at that point.
Those are crazy too, you know?
Yeah. Then they're both crazy and you need to get it because that's your life.
Right.
That's your life. They're going to try and pitch your kids against you. Everything. It'll be awful.
Exactly.
Well, he said, yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah,
paid the tab and got everybody home. So he already passed the test.
That's a good man.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so, too. So Jamie says, no, you don't have to tell. Hang on, Angie. And by the way, you watch yourself.
I will.
You're on notice right now.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Hang on. Angie. Ashley, you think he needs to tell?
Absolutely.
Why? Because you have personal experience?
Well, personal experience with my sister doing this to me, like all through high school and then into our like 20s. Now I'm in my 30s. 3 years ago, I stopped talking to my sister for many reasons, but one of my exes from 3 years ago, she was like, do you think he would sleep with me? And it just adds that insecurity to the relationship, knowing that she has done it in the past, and if the mother's asking the boyfriend this, she's probably slept with her daughter's boyfriends in the past, and they just haven't said anything to her. So I think that's a toxic relationship. So if it's brought to light and it ruins that relationship, I don't think there was ever a relationship there anyways. If a mother's willing to do that to her daughter, it's messed up.
Oh, that's good. That's a really good point.
And she might be a really great girl, and this might be like her future husband. And why end the relationship just because the mom's a jerk?
Speaking of love-hate relationships, I really love it, yet I hate it at the same time when you guys are so rational. Because it takes it takes all the fun out of it, but you're so right. Ashley, you're so right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got to go back to normal stuff, like when you go to the Centennial Toyota text line and someone said, is the mom hot?
Trust me, that it's coming. Kay and Henderson, you also kind of personal experience with this.
Yes, definitely. I think that he should tell her.
Why?
Please tell us why.
Sorry. Because I actually had a friend that the daughter has a husband, and he actually hits on the mother. And so the mom was kind of like scared to tell her daughter about it, and mainly because she didn't want to ruin the relationship. But this went on for years, and the one thing that her daughter...
Are you swinging your phone around your head?
What?
No, because we hear you, and then you fade away, and then we hear you again, and then you fade away, and then...
Can you hear me now?
It's the same. Yeah.
What about now?
Sure.
That's better.
Oh, sure.
Well, all in all, I think he should tell because it could truly ruin the relationship. If he really wants to be with her in the long run, he needs to tell her. And the mom is just toxic for her anyway, so.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's another angle. There's another angle on this. Hi, Ange.
Hi,
buddy.
Hey.
So, should he tell or should he not tell?
Listen, he should not tell. He should just do the mom and move on, and then he will go confession to his dad.
Come on, Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I know, right?
Yeah, I almost blew it up.
I almost blew up one of the questions on
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Can't do that, can we, little Jeff?
We cannot.
It was one of those things where at the last second I was like, oh, I better look and make sure I'm not giving away a secret. There you go. Who's contestant number one?
Chris Abide from Mountain's Edge.
All right, then, Chris, what's your buzzer going to be?
Suck it, Sharks.
Suck it, Sharks.
You just became our new favorite.
Right?
Just became our new favorite. And contestant number two, please?
Autumn Jones from Henderson.
Autumn, what you doing today?
I am on my way to work.
And I knew you were going to answer like that. I meant as far as a buzzer, what you doing
okay,
today.
Ding, ding.
Okay, no, good. That's awesome. Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned, and Kayla will be the asker of the questions. Here's question one.
So who will play a futuristic singing robot thingy on season 5 of Black Mirror? Is it Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus, or Madonna?
Chris.
Let's say Lady Gaga.
Chris says Lady Gaga. No, sir.
Autumn, is it Miley Cyrus or Madonna?
I'm going to say Miley Cyrus.
Is it Miley Cyrus? Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, it is. I have a better question. What is Black Mirror?
It's a show that I've heard about. I've never watched, but it's already going into season 5. Miley's going to be on it. She's singing on the show, and she'll be throughout, I guess, the entire season. I am so excited to see this. The trailer looks great, but I haven't watched the first 4 seasons.
Where is it?
Netflix.
Yep.
It's a Netflix show?
Mm-hmm. Isn't it a sci-fi kind of thing? It's kind of a bizarre
world
thing.
Do you watch this show?
I do not, but I hear a lot of great things about it.
Have you watched it?
No, but just the other day, someone brought it up and was telling all these different plot lines. I'm like, this
I just want to know if you can watch it, if I can just pick up this season, or if it's one of those things that I have to watch the first 4 seasons to understand it.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like that American Horror Story.
The
American
Horror Story.
I know. I know.
I realize, who are you asking right now? Because none of us have watched this show.
Yeah.
Autumn is up one zip. Here's question two.
Daniel Craig injured his what while filming the new James Bond movie?
New James Bond movie? Is that what you just said?
The new James Bond movie.
That's a different answer.
Yeah.
Did he injure his ankle, elbow, or butt?
Got to go with Autumn.
Butt?
Did you say butt?
Yeah.
No.
Nothing's hurting those buns of steel. Come on.
No,
Chris, did he hurt his ankle or his elbow?
Ankle.
He hurt his ankle? Sure did. Now that's a little different from. Did you hear about the cops who went and busted the guy who was shooting hoop naked?
No.
Yeah, they go, well, and you can only imagine. I mean, you're driving by the park. Hey, is that guy naked? And so they go over and they go, so seriously, dude, what are you doing? And he said it improved his skill level. Shooting hoop naked.
Or aerodynamic.
Or something. We are 1-1 going into the all-important third and final question, so we only have to make this one giant game-winning point.
Which KLUC artist is getting sued for using a photographer's pictures without paying for them? Is it Cardi B, Taylor Swift, or Ariana Grande?
Chris, for the win.
Let's go Cardi B for the win.
Let's go Cardi B for the win. Dramatic pause. Is it Cardi B for the win? No.
Autumn, is it Taylor Swift or Ariana Grande?
I know this one. It's Ariana.
Is it Ariana Grande? Can't even post your own picture anymore. She didn't even own the pictures of herself. Ariana Grande for the win.
Yay.
Yeah, you know what? Yay is right. Oh, and by the way, the guy who was shooting hoops naked, what a shock, Florida.
That's actually not shocked.
Here's what's funny. It was in Longwood, Florida.
Of course it was.
Do you know where this Longwood is?
I have no idea where Longwood
is. Never heard of it either.
It's the home of the naked basketball player. You know
that's where that dude lives.
That is funny.
Hey, Chris, you're a good man with a great buzzer. We wish we could do... You know what? Get Chris Chep Buchanan Show shirt.
All right.
Go out and represent proudly. Hang on 1 second, brother. Autumn, you have tickets to go see the very funny Gary Owen at the Pearl of the Palms on July 13th. And Let It Be Written on Wednesday, May 15th, 2019. Autumn Jones of Henderson was the champion of the
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
We are commercial free until at least 9:45. We're also 15 days away until Summer Jam. Make sure to get to KLUC.com. Get your tickets. Get more info. Thank you to our friends at Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas, Findlay Chevrolet, Sprint, Stella Artois.
Ooh.
And Jack Daniels. I like the idea that Stella Artois and Jack Daniels are involved in this in this endeavor. Happy to support the sponsors in any way that I possibly can.
Yes. Especially.
Be aware. those two sponsors. Factor Full of It, a series finale edition. Of fact or full of it. It feels like this should have different music. Feels like it should have its own, like it should have its own music for a special series finale. Fact or full of it. Yeah, how about this music right here? I like this music. Well, let's do this. Series finale, fact or full of it. Kayla watched the series finale of Veep this past Sunday. The Big Bang Theory. You didn't?
I didn't watch the series. I'm watching the show right now.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, great. So you watched Veep last Sunday. It was the series finale. Big Bang Theory is tomorrow night. Game of Thrones is this weekend, and that's it. You have to guess if these five finales are in the top five most watched finales of all time, according to the people at Nielsen. Series finale of Cheers in 1993 is in the top five. Fact or full of it? Spence.
Fact.
Kayla.
Yeah, fact.
Little Jess. I'm going to go with full of it.
Number two all time. 84 million viewers in the U.S.
That's awesome.
Face. Wow,
put it in your face.
Yeah, wow. He did. I even felt that spit. Nice.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Through the double pane bulletproof windows. The two-part series finale of Dallas in 1991, top five. Fact or full of it, Little Jess?
Fact.
Kayla Jo Walker?
Full of it.
Spence?
Full of it.
12th.
I knew it had to be at least top 20. It's big, but it's...
Whatever.
It's not that
big.
Haters. I know, right?
Little Jess, 12th. Two.
Here's what's funny about this. It's 12th with 33 million viewers. Or 13th, if you count The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson as a series finale. What do you believe the title or what was the premise of the finale for Dallas?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Everybody thinks it was Who Shot J.R.
That was another episode altogether.
You know, the two. Yeah, that was like 11 years earlier. Who Shot J.R. was the season 3 finale in 1980. Who knows? Oh. We all have heard of it. We all know, you know, because it's legendary, but I don't know. The series finale of MASH from 1983. Top five all-time most watched. Fact or full of it, Kayla Jo Walker?
Full of it.
Spence.
Fact, and I'll go so far to say it was number one.
Lil Jess.
Fact.
Fact, and it is number one.
Wow.
106 million viewers never beaten. And probably never will be.
Wow.
Because everybody's all spread out.
Yeah, with all the streaming and everything else.
Yeah, 1983, still had four channels. That was it. Rich people had cable. We lived out in the sticks and had an antenna rotor on top of our house.
Wow.
A big, giant antenna. So it looked like we had some sort of satellite. We weren't rich.
Nope.
The series finale of Seinfeld from 1998. Top five all time, fact or full of it, Spence?
I'll go fact.
Kayla?
Yeah, fact.
Lil Jess?
I'm going to go fact because everyone talked about that show.
Barely. Fourth with 76 million viewers. 1998, people were spread out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Series finale of Friends from 2004. 2004, Friends, top five all time. Factor full of it, with a confident smile on her face, Kayla Jo Walker.
Fact.
Lil Jess.
Fact.
Spence.
I'm going to go off the board and say full of it.
It's going to be like sixth or something. Watch.
Barely. Fifth.
Ah. Yeah.
53. We're back in the game, Lil Jess.
53 million viewers. The only one in the top five that we did not talk about. The series finale of The Fugitive. It was third place all time.
Wow.
78 million tuned in for it way back in 1967.
That was like the whole country. Everybody watched it.
They unveiled who remember there was a one-armed man?
Yeah.
That was the guy that they kept looking for, and that was the whole series. Was this guy who'd gotten framed, was looking for the one-armed man, and they get close, and oh, they're going to find him. Oh.
They didn't.
Just missed it. And you knew. I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know. I never watched this thing. It was 1967. But you knew that it was, oh, they're not going to find him. Well, you watched anyway, I guess. It was a simpler time. That's all I can guess.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I really feel like we kind of need to do this outside of the greatest person in the world. Tim Conway, comedy legend, passed away yesterday at the age of 85. You would know, even if you don't know him, you know him.
I hate to break it to you kids, but you'll have to go somewhere else. Our power got knocked out in the storm. The reason I teamed up with this joker is because I was stuck breathing underwater for the rest of my life.
He was Barnacle Boy on SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh. This also entitles you to a clock you can take with you use while we're fixing yours. Got some in from Australia. They're all in the shape of a koala.
It's an old man
set. Firm hold of the hypodermic needle.
Right. He had no idea that I was going to immobilize myself with Novocaine. So when I punched my hand, my head, my leg, the whole thing, and went completely, he actually wet his pants.
He was talking about this bit called The Dentist. And he would, so they would come in with like a plan how to do stuff. And then Tim Conway was just a great improv sketch guy and could make anybody laugh. So what they're talking about, this sketch called The Dentist, and I'll play you a bit of this. Harvey Korman, who was a lot of times in these sketches on the Carol Burnett Show back in the day, Harvey Korman would just lose it, would just flat lose it. And he peed his pants on live national TV.
No way.
Laughing at Tim Conway when they do this dentist sketch.
Do what I think is amusing. I did. Boom. It worked.
Yeah, so this dentist sketch, Harvey Korman comes in, needs work. Tim Conway's the dentist.
Doctor, please get this tooth out of my mouth.
All right.
Now.
Let's see now. If we're going to pull her out, we'll have to have those pulley things. These pulleys and pinchy things and the little picky things. There. Pinchy, picky, pulley. See, I'll get my manual just a minute on that. Pull tooth, T, T. T-O-T-O-T-H, here we are. Pull your tooth out. Boy, this is going to hurt.
and then as he goes along, he's got the needle with the Novocaine, and he shoots himself with the, he accidentally screws it up, shoots himself with the needle, and then just starts flopping his arm around. Like, you know, and that's when Harvey Korman peed his pants. There's another bit that I would love to play for you, but I don't think we have time. Where, because he was on, I want to say it was Mama's Family later on in his career, and just goes off on this bit about an elephant. And he just starts talking about an elephant and how there was a dwarf that was a trainer of the elephant, and how the dwarf and the elephant became lovers, and just, you know, and the dwarf ended up getting squashed by the elephant and all this stuff. And it's freaking just stupid, hilarious. Huh. And nobody knows it's coming. And yeah. And people are just crying with laughter. In the 80s, he reinvented himself as this guy named Dorf.
Yeah, Dorf on Golf.
Dorf on Golf, a little guy in a bad toupee who starred in a series of instructional sports videos. The golf one was the most famous one. Carol Burnett, who obviously is an icon herself.
Conway, there's nobody funnier in the world, I don't think, than Conway. But he was on our show as a guest pretty regularly, once a month, sometimes twice a month. Finally, we signed him as a regular on the ninth year. Everybody thinks he was with us the whole 11 years every week, but not till the ninth year.
And she was always just super amazed at what
he did. I often thought that I should have had some investment in Depends, because nobody could be with Tim and keep a straight face. Once he got on a roll, he would do things that were never in rehearsal.
All the time.
That's funny.
Carol Burnett's statement yesterday, I'm heartbroken. He was one in a million, not only as a brilliant comedian, but as a loving human being. I cherish the times we had together, both on the screen and off. He'll be in my heart forever. Vicki Lawrence also said, I'm so lucky to ever have shared a stage with him. Harvey and Tim are together again. The angels are laughing out loud tonight. Harvey Korman died 10, 12 odd years ago. One time, Tim Conway on The Tonight Show, talking with Johnny Carson back in the day.
It's been a banner year for me, Johnny.
Talking about all the TV shows that he had canceled.
What have you been up to?
Well, what with this new series coming out and everything, this will about do it for me.
This is not your first series.
No, 8 is my lucky number. We're rolling along with this one. Yeah, this'll do it for me. Yeah,
right.
Actually, this one's a hit, so we're not worried about that. The others were a little shaky, but this one's right over the top already. We're already renewed for 5 years, and so I'll probably be into syndication and right on my way to a very wealthy neighborhood.
Tim Conway Jr. said that his dad listened to his radio show in L.A. and said, "Well, it sounds like comedy runs in the family." And he said, "Oh, yeah, thanks, Dad." And he goes, "Yeah, well, unfortunately, not on your show." but apparently loved the show a lot. Good dude, really funny guy. Tim Conway passed away yesterday at 85. So on to this.
The greatest person in the world.
I'll go ahead and follow my own thing. Twitter is truly where evil can live. And James Corden found that out recently. He revealed a Game of Thrones spoiler on the show, and some, you know, gutless, as they always generally are on social media, called him a fat F and said, quote, "Seriously, I hope his kid gets cancer."
Jeez.
James handled it like a boss. He actually replied. Usually just, you know, whatever and move on. He replied, quote, "That is without question the single most upsetting thing I think you could ever say about me or my family. Please take a minute and think about what you just wrote and whether you want to be a person who publicly says such things. I believe you're better than that. The guy replied, quote, it was a joke, you know, like this segment was. First of all, why are you trying to battle with a professional?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
James could have eviscerated this guy, but he didn't. He said, well, I saw your hope for my son. My hope for yours is that they never get to read that their mother or father would wish cancer on any child as a joke. Because however you defend it to them, they'll never be able to understand how you could do such a thing.
Wow.
James Corden for the win.
Mm-hmm.
In my book, you just might be.
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Hey, Joe Walker.
So despite spending the last 7 years in a shelter in Hawaii, this little dog named Brad got himself a home. Yeah. This girl, Hannah, came to the island with her boyfriend. They were visiting, and I guess Brad's been in and out of the shelter. He's been adopted a couple of times, but he's got something. He's just got a lot of energy the whole time.
Say so what kind of dog he is?
It's an Australian cattle dog mix. So it's got a lot of energy. Wants to run around all the time. And a lot of the house, I guess the homes he's gone to, they don't have enough room for him to just constantly run around. So anyway, he's back in the shelter. And then Hannah walks into the shelter just one day. She had a feeling. She's like, all right, I'm going to go in there on vacation. Sees Brad, immediately falls in love. And they told her the story. This is his deal. He's been returned a couple of times because of the energy. She goes, I got the perfect place for him. On my family farm back in Michigan.
Bam!
So she put together a GoFundMe page and within a couple of hours raised enough money to get Brad back to the mainland. And now he's living on a farm and running around every day in Michigan. So to Brad for never giving up, bud, and to Hannah for seeing Brad and loving him so much, you is
the greatest person in the world.
Little Jess.
All right. Last week in Rhode Island, Warwick Public School just caused a complete uproar when they announced that any student who has not paid off their lunch debt was only going to get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So one person that it shook the most was Chobani's CEO. He said, as a parent, this news breaks my heart. Every child should have access to nutritious and delicious food. It's a right, not a privilege. So he donated close to $50,000 to help pay off this debt.
That's awesome.
That is definitely awesome. So to Chobani's CEO, Hamdi Lukaya, you is
the greatest person in the world.
I get the feeling like he's done that before.
No, Chobani's known for the fact that if you are an employee there, you become your part. You're an investor in the so everyone that
right?
works for the company right? has a piece of the property. So that's the reason they've always had a really good reputation. Then on top of it, he's doing stuff like that.
How do we still hear the school lunch payoff story? That's amazing. It pops up about once a year. There'll be a story. How do we still hear that we don't have, trust and believe, we have paid very close attention. We do not have that issue in the Clark County School District.
Yeah.
It's always covered and all that kind of stuff. But greatest person in the world, Spence.
Yeah, Michael Watson from Canton, Ohio, as a junior at McKinley High School, topped the scales at 335 pounds, 6'4", 335. Got bullied, got made fun of, and he decided to do something about it and not crush every little twerp that said something about him because he was 6'4 and 335. He decided to change his diet and started walking to and from school every day, 20 minutes each way. And basically rain, snow, shine, people would offer him a ride. No, I'm walking. And this is what Michael sounds like.
I really liked food, to be honest with you. And pizza was my favorite. Any type of pizza was good too. One day I looked in the mirror and I was like, whew, yeah, you've gone pretty far.
His story is not a typical story. Kids are beating the odds every day, but he did more than just beat the odds.
You need to want to do it yourself, and each day is a new day.
So he lost 100. He's going to graduate here at the end of the month. He lost 115 pounds.
The Christina.
Wow.
And I don't know what the Chinese proverb is exactly, so I'll paraphrase. Every journey begins with a single step.
Sure.
No more. That's just great. And he's a good-looking kid. Had no confidence. Now he's asking babes out. You know, all he's going to rock it going to college. So, Michael Watson, you is?
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
My
Literally 30 seconds left. Palo Verde Lacrosse heading to state in Reno this weekend. Oh, nice. They won it last year here in Las Vegas. They're heading back to state. Go Palo Verde.
Panthers.
Panther Pirates. Panthers.
Yep.
Pit Bulls. Whatever.
Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Hey, little guest, who's on the phone?
Deanna Lee Kaiser of Blue Diamond.
D.O.K. We've got tickets for Wet n Wild grad night next Wednesday night. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm not kidding when I tell you we got to go. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for having us. See you tomorrow, P1.
Come on. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. KLQC. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.